朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
所以到底我们今天所有的工作生活是为了什么？
So what exactly that we work so hard for?
我们用处是为了什么？
What we've been used for?
我们究竟被谁所用？
Who we've been used?
我这样讲也许大家心里不太痛快了哈。
As I talk to this, probably you don't feel happy about it.
但是如果你仔细再想想看。
But think about this.
的确这是一个人生百态，也是一个人生的事实。
But indeed, this is the fact of life.
那在这种情形底下，我们说我们不愿意被主所用，因为我们有自己的主意、自己的打算、自己的理想、目的。
In this situation, we said that we're not willing to use by God because we have our own goals.
也许我们在神面前那种倔强，跟驴子一样的倔强，这是没有道理。
Maybe our stubborn, just like the donkey, it's meaningless.
我们对于世界上的事情，对于世人跟我们共同有利互惠的事情，我们可以稍微迁就一点。
We can be more compromised with all the earthly things.
那么为什么我们不能对神在我们身上的工作更加舍己呢？
Then why can't we sacrifice ourselves for God's works?
这个驴子可能想，他生来天生我才必有用。
The donkey may be thinking that he was born to be used.
你知道圣经里面驴子的功用是什么呢？
Do you know in the Bible what's the purpose of the donkey?
在圣经里面，以色列人驴子是用来耕地的。
In the Bible time, the Israelites used the donkey to cultivate the land.
因为驴子力气很大。
Because they're very strong.
我从前我有一个我的外甥小时候我姐姐的孩子。
My nephew, when he was young.
他是学中文学的不是挺高明。
He's not really good in Chinese.
他有一天跟他妈妈讲，他说大舅舅唱歌力气好大。
He said, my uncle when he sings, he's so strong.
有一天我读到圣经里面讲到。这个雅各有一个儿子叫做以撒迦，他说以撒迦像一个强壮的驴。
As I went to reading the Bible and talking about Jacob as a son, his name is Isaka, and he's really strong like a donkey.
所以我就想，我的外甥说我像个驴，大概是。
So I figured my nephew probably think that I just sing like a donkey.
驴子的确是力气很大。
Donkey really very strong.
他可能跑得没有马快。
He probably doesn't run fast like the horse.
但是他能够负重超过马所能负荷的。
But they can carry heavier things than the horse.
那么我想我们每一个人都觉得自己最有用的那一面。
Well, all of us are thinking about the most useful things that we can do.
可是很多时候我说教会里的侍奉是乐意不乐意被神所使用。
But many times when we were talking about that, in the church service, it's up to whether we're willing to do it or not.
而不是我们有什么本事、有什么能力的问题。
It's not our abilities.
那我想这个驴驹子从来没被人骑过。
And I'm thinking about this donkey hasn't been ridden by anybody.
它一定不是很容易接受耶稣基督骑在他的背上。
So probably it's not really easy for him to accept that Jesus is riding on him.
今天我们在很多的侍奉中间，我们不愿意负轭，不愿意背十字架。
And many times, today in our life, we don't want to take the yoke or carry the cross.
我们有自己的方法，有自己所喜欢的这个选择。
We have our own way, our own choice.
假如我们在侍奉，我们就一定要这个方法，用那个方法，或者照我的意思。
If we are serving, we want to use our own way to do things.
你知道很多的时候我们 跟人中间这个 management 的观点来看啊，从治理的观点，从用人的观点来看。
Many times we see things in the view of the management.
有些时候你在公司里碰见这个人呢，实在你也蛮怕他的。
Sometimes you run into somebody in your workplace that you really kind of scared about them.
但是呢，又好像没有他不行。
But then, you cannot do anything without that person.
这时候你在治理上就有一些头痛的问题了。
At this point, that you have some management problem.
你把这个工作交给他的时候
，If you give this job to this person,
你要冒相当的危险。
You are taking a big risk.
因为你不知道他会把事情弄成怎么样子。
Because you don't know whether he can handle it.
也不知道他做出来结果是不是照你所想望的。
And you're not sure that whether he can accomplish the work as you anticipated.
所以你左思想右思量，想想看，还是不要用他吧。
So then after a couple of thoughts, then you decided not to use this person.
因为今天我们在主的面前，所以没有什么好好的侍奉机会。有时候也许神也了解我们给他的难处，胜过我们能给他的侍奉。
So now if you were thinking about it, you don't know how to serve the Lord, maybe that God has his,
God was careful not to use it. <笑><笑>重讲太长了这句话。就是说我们从人跟人的观点来看，我们知道有些事情我们必须做一个选择。
It's from the people to people view that we know that sometimes we have to make a choice.
如果我们从神的角度神的观点来看，
If we see things in God's view,
神所有选择拣选的时候也不是没有经过思想的。
When God making the choice, it's not that he did not taking any considerations.
旧约里面有个大卫，有个扫罗。
In Old Testament, there's David and Saul.
在大卫身上，圣经告诉我们他是合神心意的人。
David and the Bible tells us that he was pleased to the Lord.
因为他在神面前总是有一颗愿意的心，而且他不觉得自己所做的一定是最好的。
Because he always have this willing heart before the Lord, and always he's humble himself before the Lord.
所以说我们当我们看见圣经里这个例子，主要用它的时候，我们就想到这个用在我们身上，究竟是我们有多少心甘情愿。
As we read this sentence, the Lord needs us. As we see the word needs, and we should examine ourselves how willing that we have in our hearts.
我想今天的教会里面，我们最需要的是一个柔软谦卑的态度。
Today, that we do need a tender and humble heart attitude.
这个侍奉在神的面前就能够使神得荣耀。
And this kind of service in front of the Lord, the Lord's name can be glorified.
你能不能想象这个驴驹子，他进耶路撒冷的时候？
Can you imagine when the donkey went into the Jerusalem?
耶稣骑在他的背上。
Jesus is riding on him.
他忽然发起驴脾气来。
Now he has his temper.
他忽然不高兴，踢脚，挣扎，不愿意耶稣在他的背上。
Suddenly he was kicking around and doesn't want Jesus riding on him.
你想这个光景会不会很美丽，很荣耀？
Can you imagine?
啊，你能不能想象耶稣骑在那里？哦，要试试看他的寻驴的技术如何
？Can you imagine that Jesus is riding on the donkey and doing rodeo？
今天，good word, good translator 。那今天我们给主耶稣的工作都是 rodeo。很多时候我们的确是在侍奉上面因着我们的倔强，因着我们天然生命的顽强，叫神实在很难使用我们。
Indeed, many times because of our stubbornness or our personality that we are it's really hard for God to use us.
所以这里我就想到他主耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷那个光景一定是非常美丽。
So here I can just picture that when Jesus riding on the donkey to Jerusalem is so beautiful.
那么第三个点我提出来就是说，到底驴子心里怎么想
？The third point I want to point it out is what's going through on the donkey's mind.
我们这个人很麻烦的。
We people are really troublesome.
一方面我们是相当倔强。
In one way, we are stubborn.
我们是以自己为中心的。
We are self-centered.
所以除了倔强之外，也有一种自以为美的现象。
Except stubborn, that we think, we have our ego.
你看这个驴子在这所说待遇是不错的。
The
驴子所说的待遇是不错的。Well treated.
Oh, here the donkey was well treated.
第六节，门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人都把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。前行后随的众人喊着说：“何塞纳，归于大卫的子孙！”奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上的何塞纳。
And here says that they brought the donkey and colt to place their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is in the highest.
那你看这驴是不是蛮得意的，蛮荣耀的哈？
Can you see that how honored the donkey receives?
你不要晓得，你不要以为驴子没有感觉的。
Don't think that the donkey is, doesn't have any emotion or feelings.
你看那个赛马赢的马。
You see that the horse racing, the one who won.
他也知道。
He knows.
他也知道他是赢了。
He knows that he won.
你看他走起路来是不大一样的。
When you see that he walk in a different way.
那我想驴子跟马大概也差不多啊。
So I think the donkey is pretty much the same as the horses.
你想那只驴驹在那里，耶稣骑在他背后背上，众人在那里前拥后随，说何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And can you just imagine that, the donkey carried Jesus, went into the town, and all the people surrounding them and shouted Hosanna to the Son of David.
这么多人把棕树枝铺在地上，把衣服铺在地上。
So many people, they put the branches of the trees and the clothes on the road.
我想这个驴子有点感觉。
I do think that the donkey can feel it.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们在侍奉中间，教主的名被高举了。
In our faithful servant, we probably our own hearts were thinking that we are the good, faithful servant.
我在年轻的时候就很怕讲完道讲得不错。
When I was young, I was kind of afraid if I give a good sermon.
人家还没有说你讲得很好，我自己心里就讲得不错。
Nobody had mentioned anything yet, but I already think that I did a good job.
那如果我们在组织工作上面，的确神的恩典和怜悯临到我们，神的能力扶持我们，我们做得很好。
If in our service that God's grace and mercy is on us, that we did a good job.
常常我们自己就心里先很满足了。
Many times we are really content ourselves.
常常自己就相当得意了。
And many times that we are really proud ourselves.
有一位年长弟兄告诉我他自己的故事，我想也是蛮有意思的。
One of the older brother told me about his own story. I think it's very interesting.
他第一次传福音，有人得救了。
The first time he went out and spread the gospel, and someone be saved.
他非常兴奋。
And he was so excited.
因为这个人是他好朋友。
Because this person is his good friend.
既然传福音，他得救了。
And then that he saved.
晚上他就睡不着觉。
At night he could not sleep.
他在那里正是洋洋得意，哎呀，主耶稣感谢你的时候。
He was so proud of himself and give thanks to the Lord.
主说你看你看你看你自己样子。
And the Lord says, look at yourself.
才一个人得救你就这么受不了了。
Only one person being saved, and then you cannot handle it.
我怎么把更多的人给你，你不是要乐死了吗？
How can I add more people to you?
那么这个年长弟兄说，我听了这句话以后也不知道该高兴还是该难过。
And this brother said, as I heard this, I don't know whether I should be happy or sad.
但是他说主的确把这个毛病给治好了。
He says that, indeed, God had healed, this, witness of mine.
因此你知道我们今天在侍奉中很容易犯的毛病，就是我们不知不觉的就有一种得意满足的感觉。
And brother, sister, we do have this problem as we serve the Lord, that unconsciously that we are really proud of ourselves.
我不说这是偷窃神的荣耀，因为这个话太严重了。
I won't say that we steal God's glory because this is too heavy, too strong.
但是我们这个人经不得抬举。
But we are not, good for be, praised.
所以我们在侍奉上面也给神很多的限制。
So that we limited.Our serving to the Lord.
所以今天我在这里从这个很简单的几个字，主要用它，就和大家分享一些我们在侍奉上的感想。
So I just use this simple words the Lord leads it to share with you this morning.
头一点，我愿意鼓励弟兄姊妹们，我们不要光是我们应当把我们的恩赐给主用，但是不要光看自己的才能。
First, I want to encourage you that, of course, that we want to give our gifts that so that can be used by God, but I don't want us just look at in our own ability.
我们应当把一切都献给主，不晓得主要怎么样用我们。
We should offer our whole being to the Lord and see how God uses us.
我们肯把一切的奉献给主是对的。
If we're willing to offer in our whole being, it is good.
但是第二点，我们必须知道主所用的、主所选择使用的，不光是我们的才能，是我们愿意的心。
But the second is that we need to understand that when God uses us, it's not according to our own ability, it's according to our willingness.
因为我们愿意。
Because we're willing to.
神的工作真的可以做在我们身上。
Then God's work can be done through us.
一面侍奉，一面神改变我们。
And through our serving, that God changes us.
照着他所想望的，照着他所计划的，成在我们身上。
According to His plan that will accomplish in us.
这就是以弗所书第二章为什么说我们是神手中的工作，在基督耶稣里面造成的。
This is why the Ephesians chapter 2 says that we are the work in God's hands.
当我们乐意的时候，神能够改变我们，能够叫我们被改变。
As we're willing to, then God can change us.
第三点就是当我们在侍奉中间的时候，我们需要把自己隐藏起来。
And the third is, as we serving the Lord, we need to hide ourselves.
叫人看见神的荣耀。
So that people will see God's glory.
也唯有当我们懂得隐藏的时候，
Only when we learn how to hide ourselves.
我们不会因为侍奉的结果而叫我们自鸣得意。
Then we will not be proud by the results of the serving.
我们宁愿这样，让神的工作，让我们能够更多。继续的侍奉主。
So that we will be able to continue to serve the Lord.
我答应各位今天信息很短。
I promise you the sermon is going to be short.
我们还有一点点时间我们可以留下来播饼。
And now we have some time that we can observe the Holy Communion.
我们纪念主。
Let's remember the Lord.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣今天早晨我们在这里读到你的话语。
Lord Jesus, as we read your word this morning,
求主叫我们心中存着甘心乐意把自己奉献给你。
We pray that we will have this willingness heart to offering ourselves up to you.
往往我们看自己所有的，我们所能的来侍奉你。
Many times we see what we have or what we will be able to do to serve you.
求主今天看见我们里面乐意的心。
Lord, we pray that today that you will see that the willingness in us.
乐意在你的面前顺服。
That we're willing to be obedient to you.
所以让你的旨意可以行在我们的身上。
So that your will can be done in us.
你也会借着这些侍奉来更多的改变我们。
And through the serving that you can change us.
使我们更加的柔软。
So that we'll be more softened.
叫我们更加的照顾顾念别人。
So that we will be more caring.
叫我们更加的舍己。
So that we will be willing to sacrifice ourselves more.
主，当我们顺服在你的面前侍奉你的时候，
As we obedient to you to serve you,
我们愿意你得的荣耀。
We want your name be glorified.
所以求主把我们隐藏。
Lord, we pray that you will hide us.
叫我们甘心乐意的来侍奉你。
So that we will be willing to serve you.
不叫我们自高自大。
Take away our pride.
叫我们在服事的时候，叫人都看见你的荣耀。
As we serve you, that people will see your glory.
我们看见你的荣耀，我们的心就满足。
As we see that your name be glorified, then our hearts will be satisfied.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that you'll help us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。